Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 17, 2007. Speaker Linda Pauley here. Today we got a message from Queen Diana, who was known on Earth as Princess Diana, the wife of Prince Charles. She made a special request to Jesus that I record her comments and put them up as a special edition of Here's Jesus. Jesus agreed, and he gave special permission for me to give Diana's comments exactly as she gave them, no holds barred. So here they are. I cannot tell you how much I love the Pollies. If I was alive, I would do anything for them, anything at all. I would give them everything I possess, because they allow me to speak about that bitch in England that they dare call a queen. Now she has interfered with my son's life. He wants so much to be like any other young man, to take the risk that other young men take in the service of their country, and to go where his comrades go. But the noble whore has invoked royal privilege and told the generals that her grandson shall not serve in Afghanistan or any other dangerous place, and the puppets in the British military have followed her wishes and denied my son's rights. If my son is not allowed to go into harm's way and fight for oppressed people, the son of no British mother should be sent in harm's way. If the royal whore will not send my son, she should send no one's sons. All British soldiers should be kept in Britain. Go nowhere, do nothing. My son is not special. He is like any other young man. And if young men are serving in dangerous places, he should serve in those places. The world must understand that this royal bitch is useless. She will take a stand on nothing. She will speak out on nothing. She attacked me and destroyed my marriage because I had a heart and spoke out on issues that needed to be spoken on. And she told my husband, we have to get rid of this political whore that doesn't know her place. The royal family does not get involved. We are not political. Teach this woman her place, or get rid of her, and everyone knows what happened. I hate this woman with every fiber of my being. It is still my fondest wish that Charles and Camilla have a son, and that my sons abdicate, so that the son of a divorced woman will sit on the English throne. This will destroy the royal bitch. This would devastate her, and I would enjoy nothing better. It sickened me when I saw the American people welcoming her and praising her. Doesn't the world understand she is a useless waste of breath? She has never been anything, and she will never be anything, except a conniving woman that will destroy the lives of everyone around her for her precious throne. Wake up, people. Realize what this woman is. She has no dignity. She has no honor. She has nothing. Diana, who was called a princess, but who now has been made a queen by the kindness of the people that adore her, and she will forever be grateful. A resident of the kingdom of God and a servant forever of he who rules it, because he insists I speak my heart and tell the truth, even if others don't like it.